Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
A top Raw star has been written off television. A released WWE star has taken shots at management. And could Dave Batista be returning to the ring? Let's talk about it in a bit. For Tuesday, April the 20th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Charlotte's got every right to be incensed. Rhea Ripley's not a participant in this matchup.
You gotta believe, listen.
Asuka taking advantage.
One, two, three.
It's over! Asuka pulls off the win. Here's your winner, Asuka! You gotta give the assist to Rhea Ripley.
You're absolutely right, but this is Charlotte getting a taste of her own medicine from last week. Charlotte cost Rhea Ripley and Asuka a chance to have their match. Rhea Ripley did the same thing to Charlotte here tonight.
So Rhea may see this as some sort of turnabout, or it could be the fact that Rhea Ripley's scared of Charlotte Flair. Rhea Ripley knows she defeated Asuka at WrestleMania, but maybe Rhea realizes she can't take the queen.
I think Charlotte Flair is realizing when you run down the entire women's division, you will pay for those comments. And... Come on, Charlotte.
Charlotte Flair just tossing
the referee. That's going to be a major fine for the queen. You do not put your hands on a WWE official.
The queen has gone mad. The foot stomps. Oh, Charlotte.
Whoa. This is ridiculous. Enough, Charlotte.
A savage.
Someone's got to get in here and stop this.
Get some more officials out here.
Stop. Enough. Come on. Hold on. Get off of him. Come on. Get off of him. Listen up. Get off of him. Come on. Take it out of here.
Get out of here.
Come on. Get out of here.
What are you doing? Get out of here.
Charlotte's just stepped into a whole other stratosphere. This is beyond.
That was the main event of Raw last night. Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. Ripley getting involved in that one, leading to Asuka picking up the win. Moments after the match went down, Charlotte Flair took out her frustrations on Eddie Arango, the WWE official. Multiple beatdowns onto poor old Eddie. This led to Adam Pearce on Raw Talk announcing that Charlotte Flair had been indefinitely suspended and fined $100,000 for attacking a referee during the end of last night's Raw. So this writes Charlotte Flair off television, in theory, which is an interesting move to make since Charlotte Flair only returned to television last week following an absence on the road to WrestleMania. Now, how this will play out will be interesting to see, because this could be just a case of them taking Charlotte off TV for some reason, possibly leading to her moving to another show, maybe working in something with Rhea Ripley. There could be a storyline development here to keep an eye on. I do believe that we are destined to get Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair on either Monday Night Raw or at WrestleMania Backlash. But as it stands, it looks as if Charlotte Flair is going to be off TV for a bit. Staying with Monday Night Raw, Fightful reporting that Vince McMahon was significantly late to last night's show. He arrived very late to the creative meeting, and consequently a lot of last minute changes were put through for Monday Night Raw last night. We were set to see Randy Orton versus Braun Strowman. That had been what had been teased across the networks in the last couple of days. That was changed during this very late creative meeting starring Vince McMahon, and it was altered to Randy Orton versus Riddle instead, a match that Riddle ended up winning. A lot of changes to last week's show as well, mainly because they were short-handed when it came to stars on Raw. And same situation again this week, it felt like. There was some notable absences still from the programme. No Bobby Lashley this week. Once again, no AJ Styles and Omos, who we haven't seen since they won the tag titles at WrestleMania. No indication as to why we haven't seen them. They've just not been there. Whether, you know, the scuttlebutt will start to do with possible COVID testing. We have zero evidence to suggest that is the case. What this could even be is a case of, on this busy three-hour show, moving people around so they're not on every single week, keeping them fresh. It could be that. It's hard to tell with this company. But as it stands, Vince McMahon notably late to Monday Night Raw last night. There's a lot of discussion about Vince McMahon at the moment, possibly stepping further away from WWE. Now, PW Insider say that Vince McMahon will no longer talk to the press for anything, simply because, quote, he doesn't want to do interviews anymore. It was also revealed by PW Insider Vince doesn't want to be part of conference calls anymore either. Vince McMahon's appearance at WrestleMania was simply to welcome fans back. Vince has no intention on being front and center anytime soon. Could this be the beginning of Vince McMahon stepping away from WWE? That's some speculation that you and I can enjoy this morning.
You're letting me go?
Kirk, crackers are a family food. Happy families. Maybe single people eat crackers. We don't know. Frankly, we don't want to know. It's a market we can do without.
So that's it after 20 years. So long, good luck.
I don't recall saying good luck.
That was a quote from The Simpsons with Milhouse's dad being sacked from the cracker factory. And it was shared on the Simpsons Quote of the Day Twitter account yesterday. The reason this is significant is because Mickey James, former WWE star Mickey James, who was released last week, quote retweeted this with the phrase, live footage of last Thursday. Mickey James clearly upset with the way in which things went down from WWE's side. She was one of many released from her WWE contract on Thursday. Really shocked to see Mickey James go, like a stalwart of the company. Somebody who you could put with a number of growing talents to help them improve their game. So I was really surprised to see her disappear. One of many comments on Twitter across the last week from some of these stars that were released from the company. Tucker, obviously Levi Cooper, as he is now known, was one of those who was shooting shots left, right and centre on Twitter when the news came down that he'd been released from his contract. However, he set the record straight yesterday in a video post on Twitter, and his response in this one seems much more grounded. He says, in this video on Twitter, the weekend has come and gone and I've had a chance over the last few days to do some reflecting, and so I wanted to take this time to say thank you. Thank you to all the men and women who made my time in WWE a more enjoyable experience. The men and women of the locker room, so many incredibly talented individuals doing so many great things. I learned so much from you guys and I appreciate it. And the men and women on the production side, behind the cameras and the lights and the microphones, and setting up and tearing down the rings and the monitors, we truly would not have a show, and it wouldn't even be an ounce of what it was without all the time, effort and dedication that you guys put in week in and week out behind the scenes. I learned a lot from you guys as well, so thank you. To upper management, even though we maybe didn't see eye to eye on everything, you guys gave me an opportunity to do something that I love and to provide for my family, and I'll always be grateful for that, so thank you. And finally, I want to say that moving forward, I don't know exactly what the future holds for Levi Cooper, but I do know this. I'm infinitely excited to use the lessons and skills that I developed while in WWE over the last 7 years and apply them to whatever it is moving forward. Lastly, I want to say, guys, I hope you have a great week. Happy Monday and keep grinding.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Earlier tonight, the Fiend and the Hurt Business made a very big mistake. They made the mistake of believing that my only power is strength in numbers. No. My power is creating chaos. And you all have no idea how much chaos I can create. All I need is a laptop, a cell phone, a secret. And with one click, I can make anyone's world come crumbling. And I've learned to embrace that power. Over this past year, while I was sitting at home, because this corrupt company couldn't figure out how to make a buck off of someone named Mustafa Ali, I wasn't just watching the show. I was watching each and every one of these spineless superstars as they plotted and they backstabbed each other just to get ahead. And I learned all of your pathetic little secrets. I mean, I guess at this point, I should just go ahead and confess. That mysterious hacker over on SmackDown, yeah, that was me. And I did it because I want the entire world to know that this sick place is infecting everyone with greed and corruption. Because of that, good, talented individuals are being forgotten. They're being abandoned. Their dreams are left to die. But I found them. I united them. And I promised them that their truth will be heard. So to anyone, whether it be the Fiend or the Hurt Business or anyone on Monday Night Raw, if you try to stop the truth from being heard, we will shut you down.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Retribution broke up during Fastlane's kickoff show and looks as if we're getting an idea now of what is to come of the former members. It was on Raw, we saw T-Bar and Mace unmasked, and it looks as if they're going to be a big beefy boy tag team on Raw going forward. But what of the other members? Well, we know that Reckoning, as revealed by PW Insider yesterday, has been quietly moved to the SmackDown roster, where she will begin life anew. She's not the only one. John Pollock of Post Wrestling is reporting that Shane Thorne, a.k.a. Slapjack, has done the same. He's off onto Friday nights, where he will continue again. Will Reckoning and Slapjack continue their retribution ways? Well, as we saw on Monday Night Raw with T-Bar and Mace, maintaining their name but losing the masks, expect some cosmetic changes. I do hope that Reckoning just becomes Mia Yim. Like, let's just roll with that. And Shane Thorne as well. I think the Slapjack thing he's really grown into. I think I've not no issue with keeping him a Slapjack, maybe. But definitely we need to have Mia Yim removed from that Reckoning persona, in my opinion.
Awesome.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, no!
Hell!
Congratulations to Major League Wrestling. They've announced that they are debuting on Vice TV this season. The home of Dark Side of the Ring will now be the home of MLW. Looks as if what's going to happen going forward here is that MLW will have content from their library put out on Vice TV around the same time as the Dark Side of the Ring's new season, which starts on the 6th of May. Now, the strategy here is to help Vice TV viewers learn about the top stars of MLW whilst enjoying Dark Side of the Ring. So then when the series finishes, when Dark Side of the Ring finishes, MLW can come with full energy with a brand new wrestling product on Vice. I'm so up for this. MLW, criminally underrated by so many in the wrestling world, and there is so much to love about MLW, and I'm excited to see where they go from here. Batista, that was his return from 2014. He was at Justice Con just the other day talking about all sorts of things. Obviously, a lot of movie stuff that he's working on at the moment. He revealed in this media bit that he'd had his second COVID-19 vaccination. He was feeling much better. The host of the event at Justice Con said, "Hey, we're going to be seeing some Batista bombs in the near future then." Dave very quickly shot that down. So the conversation turned to a return to the ring for Dave Batista, to which Dave said, "Don't put that out there. People will jump all over that. He's coming out of retirement." No, I'm not. It's hard to convince people that I'm actually retired. You have no idea how tough that discussion is. When a professional wrestler retires, they don't really retire. They kind of retire. If the paycheck or event is big enough, they'll come out of retirement. It's just not that way with me. I exited the business in such a storybook way, I could never go back. I'm just done. I got to finish on my own terms, and nothing is going to bring me back and take away from that. Dave Batista seems very happy with his lot in WWE. We were supposed to see him entering the Hall of Fame just the other week at WrestleMania. He decided to divert from that and instead have a Hall of Fame ceremony induction later on, presumably when we can have more crowd there. I would assume they'll do it in LA in 2023. I think that's when we'll see Big Dave in the Hall of Fame personally. twitch.tv/cultaholic. Adam Pacitti is live tonight with See You Next Tuesday. It is you, Adam, and a whole bunch of classic British game shows. What could possibly go wrong? twitch.tv/cultaholic later on tonight. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it is a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. And oh, this week... Not only do we get the debut, we are watching the debut promo of Waylon Mercy from 1995, but we also get the in-ring debut of Techno Team 2000. If you have been watching every episode of Monday Night Raw with us chronologically since 1993, then we are at a very, very intriguing junction here with two great debuts. Great in-speech marks in at least one case on our show today. You can download that on the Cultaholic podcast feed a little later on. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, we're ranking again, and this time we are ranking all the Raws after WrestleMania. It's normally a crucial time for WWE. Once they come off the back of WrestleMania, that first show on the red brand 24 hours later, it can make or break the momentum going forward. And there have been some incredible post-WrestleMania episodes of Raw. There's also been some stinkers as well. And we'll talk about them all at youtube.com/ Cultaholic. And check out cultaholic.com right now for the latest from last night's episode of Monday Night Raw. More details on MLW moving over to Vice TV. And you can check out right now PCO's plans with Ring of Honor. The former wrestling pirate, now turned wrestling Frankenstein's monster, had a sit-down chat recently with Nick Housman of Wrestling Inc. Daily. We go into some of the details on that at cultaholic.com. In fact, whilst you're there, we've been putting out some really great lists over the last couple of weeks. You can check out 10 amazing WWE breakout performances. You can find more on that at cultaholic.com. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.